understand that you guys are writing grants at the moment and trying to look for funding. Yeah. What were some of the past projects that you've done? If you can just give me kind of an overview of maybe what areas you've specifically worked in that have been successful so far. I know that you work on a lot of different neighborhoods now, but yeah, if you could just give me kind of an analysis of that.
We've done habitat restoration in Virginia, right. Virginia Key Beach. We've done tree plantings in Miami Gardens probably like 3 years ago, I want to say. It was the last main neighborhood tree planting that we've had.
Yeah, our last tree planting was in...
You're talking about the school. So that was 2020.
Okay.
Well, no, we did one this year at a school. And then we did one last year. And then we did Overtown. So the most recent ones were, I think, 100 trees in Overtown.
After COVID happened, then we kind of focused our time for food insecurity. Mm-hmm. So we did plant tree plantings, but fruit trees in schools. And also we did one in a hospital mm-hmm. as well, where they have a community garden. So we planted along the fence line where we put a bunch of mulberry trees for them to be able to come and pick for everybody that works in the hospital.
Mm-hmm. But then we also did 100 trees, I think it was 100, somewhere close to that, in Homestead. Mm-hmm. A small planting at an elementary school. Marina, do you remember where the elementary school where we redid the landscaping?
Carroll City.
And kind of like what you said before, they have mixed reactions when it comes to the tree planting. Why do you think that is? What areas have you seen have had the most support for that kind of work?
Neighborhood-wise, like the tree plantings that we did this past year and this year, they've all been mainly in schools, and because finding neighborhoods that we would be able to plant in has not been the easiest. Mm-hmm. But the last neighborhood planting was in Miami Gardens, and that group of residents were amazing. They were very attentive they were excited about getting these trees, and that's exactly what we want. We want to have residents that are going to be excited about getting these trees, because then they're actually going to take care of them, mm-hmm. and they're going to make more of an effort to even let us know, hey, this tree's not looking right, like it's looking sick, or after a storm, at least let us know mm-hmm. this tree came down or whatever, because we will go ahead and take care of that for them. Mm-hmm. That's part of what we do. We do follow up, mm-hmm. and for the most part, we put it in the residents' hands. We did everything in order to help it with its survivability. Mm-hmm. Now, if you really want this tree to, you know, thrive, take care of it, make sure it's watered. If anything is going on with it, just let us know if you need our help. Mm-hmm. So with Miami Gardens, that's pretty much the feedback that we got from them. And then with all the other smaller plantings that we did with schools, they've been great. They put it against the fence line just so it would also provide shade for the, you know, parallel neighborhood.